wrapping up the Garden Hour with our special guests in the studio. Jonathan Manning of Elgin Nursery and Tree Farm, Donna DeFrancesco of Water Use It Wisely. We appreciate y'all being here with us. We have a couple more calls.
Great.
Right here. Katie has a great question about planting. Welcome to the program.
Hi, we just bought a house in Phoenix, and in the front there are two circles with curbing around them that have stumps that are cut flush to the ground, and we'd like to put trees in them again, but we're not really sure what we need to do to get rid of the stumps that are there.
Is there any little baby shoots coming up around them, or just
no,
dead?
Gray.
Just
they're gray.
Yeah, you kind of make a trench around the trunk that's left, and you'll have to cut through with a saw each root that's kind of thick. But I would say if the trunks are 8 inches in diameter, you'd go out maybe 2 feet, go all the way around, and cutting roots as you go, and then just get that big, the biggest part of the stump. If there's no baby shoots coming up from the roots that you leave wider out is fine to leave them in under there.
Now, if it was a huge tree, let's say she's in a property that they planted at an oak tree, you know, 50 years ago, that thing's a couple feet around.
Yeah.
That's a trip to A to Z equipment to get a stump grinder.
yeah, probably. Yep.
And what, no need to worry about those other roots that
are left? Each kind of tree is different. I mean, some trees, the baby trees from the roots will come up all over the yard from corner to corner. And in that case, it's a much bigger problem. But as long as nothing's growing back from that stump, it's already dead. It's just a matter of getting the wood that would be in your way to plant the new tree, getting it out of there.
And we're going to go to your neck of the woods now, Donna. We have Ellen and Mesa calling in. Good morning, Ellen. Welcome to the program.
Welcome, Ellen.
Hi. I have a question. I have an angulata daisy, and I bought it as just a single clump, and it's now about, I would say there may be a dozen clumps.
Wow.
And I want to know if I can take one of those new clumps and transplant it to make a new single plant.
Yeah, you should be able to. This time of year is probably as good as any where it's cool. They're not frost sensitive, so they wouldn't be getting damaged in soon. And you'd try to get as much root as possible. So at least a full shovel. You take the shovel and go all the way around the plant so that it comes out whole. You know, the ball, say 1 foot by 1 foot would be good. And then make your hole where it's going and put that right in, make it let flush with the ground again. Without breaking all the roots apart, it should be fine.
Yeah, and you know how with angelitas, they kind of have that rosette. So if you can just kind of find a separate rosettes and like Jonathan's saying, just kind of split those up from the roots, and then you should be able to get new plants out of it. So
now we teased it as we were going to the break.
Yeah.
How do we win $500?
Okay. So if you want even, Ellen, if you want even more plants to put in your landscape, you might want to consider entering into the Water Use It Wisely's Celebrate Arizona Water Photo Contest. So we are asking for folks to share beautiful photos that they might have or maybe want to go out and take and submit them to our contest on our WaterUseItWisely.com website. And at the end of December, we'll be selecting the favorite photo, the best photo we find. And we'll
it's not just any picture. I mean, does this glass of water I have here count?
We're looking a little bit more for, you know, really celebrating natural waterways and
Oak Creek Canyon.
Yeah, absolutely. And just how beautiful water can be here in Arizona to really show how much we need to appreciate water. Absolutely.
Who's judging this? Because this is hard.
I know.
I know. I've seen each one now about six times in rotation.
It's going to be really difficult.
There's not a favorite one there.
We are looking at, we're going to get a really good group together to do the judging, and we are going to make sure we have a photographer and maybe one of us representing Water Use It Wisely and some of the artists that we have that work for our park and company that work on our campaign. So, yeah.
It's going to be a tough one. I'll be anxious to see the winner. It's WaterUseItWisely.com. You can not only enter this photo contest, it'll get you a $500 gift card if you win to a local nursery that's part of the Arizona Nursery Association.
Yes.
To spend on plants.
Yes.
But you can get the Landscape by the Watering pamphlet.
Yeah, we have all the resources to all the booklets, Landscape Watering by the Numbers, the Landscape Plants for the Arizona Desert, and one of my favorites, Searscape, Landscaping with Style in the Arizona Desert. The other cool thing is all of those booklets now have online versions, so we have links to those as well. And so there's just a lot of great resources. One of the other fun things we're doing now, we have a really good active news page on our site, and we have a newsletter, e-newsletter that you can sign up for, and you get the articles that go on that site once a month, so you'll see kind of what's going on in the world of water and how to save water and all those kinds of things. So please check out the site. It's really fun and very colorful and very I think we're really proud of it. It's really got a lot of information and resources for people. We're not there to sell anything except for saving water. That's what it's all about.
Thank you for your time this morning, Donna. Jonathan, Elgin Nursery and Tree Farm, 8606 West McDowell. Did I nail that?
Yeah, come on out and talk to us. Everyone you talk to should be able to help you with any problem you got.
And not only for homeowners or somebody looking to do maybe a little patio planter off the back of an apartment, but landscapers can get down to the plant yard for bulk and wholesale.
Yeah, we sell wholesale too. Yep, very retail wholesale and knowledgeable salespeople that can they can help you. It's a big difference.
There is. That's good to have when you're going to a nursery.
All right, and standby. We have Focus Insurance talking homeowners insurance right here at Rosie on the House coming up.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.